When you talk about motor racing, certainly one of the better known names is Joey Saldana, and you probably also know his father, former sprint car and Indy driver Joe Saldana. But Joey joins us here on Sports Byline, and Joey is back behind the wheel. He's on the World of Outlaws circuit. A lot of people may not be familiar with that circuit, Joey. Tell everybody about it.
Well, I think back in the day when my dad, you know, started racing, they had an Outlaws circuit where guys were just out racing wherever, trying to make a living to advance to USAC and then on to the Indy 500. But these days, the Outlaws circuit kind of took a name and its own little series, and you know, got a sanctioning body that had sponsorship that could pay a decent amount of money, so you could actually race for a living being a dirt track driver, and that became the World of Outlaws. And this year, with STP backing them, they have a company like STP funding their point fund and their appeal to all over the United States, from New York to Florida to Texas to California to Canada. So we definitely go to a lot of different venues, and we go to a lot of places like the big league series, like the IRL or NASCAR, don't get to go to. So for us, it's a neat series, and I can be a professional race car driver racing on dirt. And to me, that's where racing came from, and that's where my dad and a lot of these drivers you see today, like Jeff Gordon, Kyle Larson, Tony Stewart, Casey Kane, come from. So it's definitely a neat series, and I'm glad to be a part of it.
So all the races are on dirt, and what are the distances of the ovals?
Every single race we race on is dirt, and they range from a quarter mile to a 5/8 mile. So the biggest track would probably be like Rolling Wheels, New York. It's a 5/8, and maybe the smallest track we race on is say Merced, California. So we definitely we have a lot of variety in tracks and sizes, and the dirt's different throughout the United States. So definitely dirt track racing is unique, and it changes all the time. I think that's the appeal to a lot of fans, is they like how our racing, you know, it's just not one groove. We move around a lot, and you can see a guy on the bottom, the top, through the middle, wherever, and it's just it's really cool racing, and it's definitely a sport that you need to go see it in person to really appreciate what's going on. I don't really think sometimes television can do it justice, but you definitely need television and people like yourself promoting our series to get the appeal out there and make people want to be a part of the World of Outlaws.
One of the things that struck me, Joey, about it is the 92 races. Now, you don't find that in NASCAR. You don't find it in Nationwide. What kind of wear and tear is that on both equipment and on drivers racing that often? And how hard is it to stay sharp and not get a little bit tired as you go through a 92-race season?
Well, I think anybody that's a race car driver, they'd love to be able to race 92 times. I mean, for me, it's awesome. I'd race 7 days a week if I could. I love racing, and that's what I want to do. That's my passion. But I think the biggest thing is the sponsors and the owners and the teams, you know, all the work that goes into it and the financial burden of running an outlaw car. And you're right, 92 races is a lot financially, and to have a crew. We have a crew of three guys full-time, and it's going to be a tough series for them this year, 92 races. It's probably 20 races more than what we've had in the past. So it's going to be hard on them guys. Like right now, we're out in California for a month. Then we leave, and we go to Texas and back up to Missouri and Oklahoma. So we're always traveling, and the guys never really get any time to rest. They're always on the move. The days we're not racing, they're usually driving. So it's a tough series, but I love it, and I love being a part of it.
One of the things that I love about the Outlaw series, and I had an opportunity to do a television piece up on Vancouver, and I will never forget, it was a June evening, and of course the sun did not set till about 10:30, 10:45, and here were all these crews out and cars out on the track going around. It was a dirt track. There's a special feel to the Outlaw series that is different from what you'll find anywhere else when it comes to auto racing. Can you help me out, put my finger on it a little bit?
Well, I just think it's definitely middle class, and a lot of people can relate to it. You know, we're not the Indy cars, we're not stock cars, you know, the NASCAR Sprint Series. We are definitely middle class, and we appeal to the middle class, and we're just, you know, it's just glorified dirt track racing. And I think when you look at every guy that has made it, from AJ Foyt to Jeff Gordon, I mean, they've come from dirt track racing, and that's where they've learned how to to hone their skills and be professional race car drivers. And I think people appreciate that you know, they've come from the backyards, you know, kids in go-karts just trying to learn how to race. And then there's a series like the World of Outlaws that lets guys like myself be a professional race car driver and get paid to do it. And it's just, you know, good old middle-class racing on dirt.
Let me take you back to your roots, the home state of Indiana back in the early 90s. Your racing career started at those local tracks there. And as a young kid, my dad was in the Air Force Base in Illinois, and I'll never forget going to the Illinois State Fair. And it was dirt track racing, but it was midget racing in the summertime. There's something special about that. What is it that makes that special, Joey?
Well, I mean, for myself, I was fortunate enough to be a second-generation driver, and I got to experience a lot of that and see my dad progress and, you know, go from, like, the Outlaw Series to USAC to IndyCars. And it was just that's something that was really promoted well and done well back in the day was, you know, you had your fair dates during the summer and, you know, everybody from the state would come to, like, the Indy Fairgrounds or Springfield or DuCoin or, you know, numerous places throughout the Midwest, and their main attraction was the dirt track races. And if it wasn't a midget or a sprint car or a champ car, and it was just an appeal. And it's a shame that, you know, it's hard to keep these cars racing and that type of attention to our style of racing. And, you know, kind of some of it's lost its gleam with USAC, the World of Outlaws. You know, they're still prospering. They get good car counts. They get good fans. We're going to a new facility in Stockton, California this weekend, which is already sold out. So, I mean, just things like that make you think that, you know, back in the day, these people still appreciate what you do and they love the sport and they want to see it.
What's the best piece of a racing advice your dad ever gave you, Joey?
Probably not to race. my dad knows how difficult racing is. And, you know, I think the driver definitely gets all the accolades and the attention and, you know, he accomplished this or that, but it's all about your team, about your surroundings, who you place yourself with can make you look good, look bad. It's just, it's a tough sport. I mean, you have to go out and you have to experience it and do it. And you have to be able to achieve them goals, but you also need to be surrounded by great people, great team, and that's hard to do. And that's hard to be successful in the sport. And a lot of the time, you know, there's a lot of talented people out there that could drive race cars, but they just don't have the financial backing to do it. I think my dad could see that. My dad was, you know, racing Indy cars in the late 70s, early 80s, when the tide was kind of turning there, when you really needed some financial backing to really make it in USAC and IndyCar racing. And I think my dad just wanted me, you know, to know that, you know, it doesn't matter how good you are, it's your surroundings and who you place yourself with and your team that you're with. And ultimately, it's that. I mean, you could be the best driver in the world, but unless you're with the best team, you're never going to know how good you really are. So it's definitely a catch-22, but my dad definitely, I feel, raised me right. I learned, you know, the ins and outs of racing. I worked for a chassis builder. I worked for an engine builder. So he definitely made me earn the right to say that I can drive a race car, and I appreciate that. I think a lot of kids these days don't get that. And, you know, it's all about the money, and they got the money to go buy a helmet and drive a race car, and they don't really learn the fundamentals and what it really takes to be a race car driver. So I was definitely lucky to be raised in the era I was.
We only have a little bit over a minute left, Joey, but I'm going to assume something, and if I'm wrong, correct me, please, on your circuit, that the two key things that are important is communication with your crew and also adaptability during the course of a race.
Totally. I mean, you're exactly right. We race, like you said earlier, 92 races, so there's a lot of different facilities we go to, different size tracks, the banking, the dirt, everything. So basically, when you come to a World of Outlaw race, it's a fast program. You get to you get your hot lap session, so you get 3, 4, maybe 5 laps, and that's your whole night right there. You have to be able to come in and communicate well with your team, your crew chief, make the right adjustments, go right out and do your qualifying run, and that pretty much sets you up for the whole night. So it's definitely a tough series, and you have to really be on top of your race car and the track and your team and just keep everybody focused, and it's a tough series, and I think that's why a guy like Steve Kinser is so dominant and he's been so good through the years, is he's been with the same team for, you know, 20-plus years, and that's why they excel. So definitely the teams that are together the longest are the ones that seem to excel the best.
Joey, if you ever find yourself in the city of San Francisco, come on in the studio, grab a seat, and we'll spend a full hour talking about it because I have such great fond memories as a kid growing up, spending some time in Illinois, those summer nights watching the midgets race down at the Illinois State Fair. You're absolutely right. Joey, thank you. Stay safe and come back. You're welcome anytime here on Sports Byline.
All right. Thank you, Ron. Appreciate it.
Joey Saldana with us again, sprint car driver. You'll see him on the World of Outlaws circuit. You may want to check that out because when you got 92 dates, you're probably racing almost everywhere in this country and not the big speedways like Talladega. You know, they're going to be racing on the smaller ones and they're dirt tracks, and that even makes it more fun. We'll take a break as we continue with more of you in Sports Byline.